Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Peter Herbison, a researcher from Dunedin, New Zealand, describes the findings of a Cochrane review studying the effects of sacral nerve stimulation for people with resistant overactive bladder syndrome and other related conditions.
Sacral neuromodulation, also known as sacral nerve stimulation, is provided by small electrical impulse generators that are implanted surgically and attached to one of the sacral nerves. The generators provide continuous stimulation, and this treatment is used mainly for people with overactive bladder syndrome who have failed to gain benefit from other treatments, such as bladder training and anticholinergic drugs. It can also be used for people who have difficulty emptying their bladders. When someone has an overactive bladder, they have episodes of a compelling urge to void that is difficult to defer. About 1 in 6 adults have this, and it's equally common in men and women. When leakage occurs with the urge, it is called urge urinary incontinence. This happens to about a third of women with overactive bladders, but to a much smaller proportion of men. Unfortunately, the available treatments are not particularly effective. The bladder, urethra, anorectum, and pelvic floor are supplied by nerves which emerge from the spinal canal in the sacral area, where they can be accessed by an electrode placed adjacent to one of the three nerves, usually on one side only. To test which nerve produces the best result, the operation is preceded by a nerve test, placing a needle close to one of the three main nerves, most often the S3 nerve, and if this produces the desired effect, then the electrode can be implanted. This is connected by cables to an external stimulator for a preliminary test. If successful for some time, the impulse generator is implanted subsequently at a second operation so that all parts are buried. Implants work well for most people who have them. To show how well the implants work is fairly simple. If we turn off the pulse generator, most people find that their symptoms return very quickly. However, even with the careful selection of patients, about 30% of implants fail to work properly. And some patients experience other problems, such as pain at the implant site. Although these problems are usually minor and can be fixed by surgery, we need to continue the search for effective treatments for this condition. The conclusions in our review come mainly from looking at one study that was reported in three parts, depending on the indication for inclusion. We would normally be reluctant to draw such strong conclusions from a single study, but the supporting information helps make the results seem compelling. More recently, people who would be eligible for implants have been treated by injections of botulinum toxin into the bladder wall. A Cochrane review of this treatment is ongoing, but it has failed to find any direct comparison between implants and botulinum toxin. Such a study needs to be done, but I expect that it would be difficult as both treatments are expensive.
You can read more about the findings of this review by following the links on www.cochrane.org. That's also the place to go when further information relating to this review comes available, or when the review studying botulinum toxin is published.